My next guest, returning to the download just in time for Valentine's Day, arguably this city's greatest burlesque performer, Michelle L'Amour, is taking the art of the tease to River North this weekend. Her show, Le Nous, Desire, Decadence, Dessert, will be at Untitled. It'll be Saturday and Sunday, as well as a special show on Valentine's Day. Le Nous is the sexiest dinner theater in Chicago, maybe the country. Maybe the
Definitely.
World. Michelle L'Amour, welcome to the download. Good to see you.
Thank you.
It's great to talk. I mean, it's fun, like, going, but like today, like, I'm like, oh, I got to go find out what Michelle's up to. And I'm just like, Michelle's up to a lot.
She's always up to a lot.
So talk about this. I mean, the one thing I pull from Le Nous is that you sort of stress that this is more of a European style of burlesque. What does that mean?
Well, it's a bit more daring than what you might be used to, especially here in Chicago. And it's more an immersive experience. So the comedy is a little bit more ridiculous and absurd. It's not stand-up comedy. It's more physical comedy. I mean, you say European when you think comedy like the comedy in Cirque du Soleil, which we were just talking about.
Right.
And they certainly provide a lot of comic relief in their shows. And I'm happy to say that our host is from Vegas and does Cirque du Soleil Mystere in Vegas.
Oh, that's great.
And
great
he's
show, yeah.
Here for my show, which is really exciting.
And so you're really talking about, when you say immersive, that it's not just burlesque on stage. You're going to have more comedy. It's going to be almost like a variety show.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not just like girl after girl after girl. You know, it really gives you everything. I mean, the show is going to have musicians and singers and comedy and acrobats and me and male burlesque and a fabulous dinner that Untitled is providing.
Well, I mean, for you, talk about American style burlesque. I mean, is it the idea that more times often than not, you'll get a performance that just here's this girl, then this girl, then this girl, then this girl. They don't do those other kind of experiences?
Yeah, I mean, currently it is like that. Currently it's like host girl, you know, and it gets a little samey. But traditionally, you know, back in the heyday of burlesque, it was more of a variety show. It had like the baggy pants comics and, you know, your little wink, wink, nudge, nudge
almost
kind,
like
of
a vaudeville
jokes.
Kind of
yeah,
show. Yeah,
it was
right.
like very vaudeville. And then you would have maybe a few teasers in the show. It wasn't the bulk of the show. So, this is kind of styled after that, but with a twist on the comedy and the variety acts.
Well, you and I've known you for a while, and I feel like your style has always adopted the European style. I mean, what you guys have produced, what you've created, you know, what, you know, Michelle L'Amour, not just being the dancer, but the producer and putting stuff up, has always been variety show. I mean, I think of the stuff not only that you've done in Chicago, but I think of the stuff that you did with the Mexican wrestling show. I can't remember the
right.
show in L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
And even shows that you've done in other cities, New Orleans, otherwise. I mean, has that always been the case, is to sort of bring that style here?
Yeah, I mean, this is the 15th year that I've produced a Valentine's Day show in Chicago, which is pretty crazy considering I started when I was 12, you know. yeah, I mean, it's always been important to me to bring all the different elements together in the show. And it can't all have the same tone. It has to really like take you through different feelings, different emotions, so you can appreciate when it's, you know, ultra sexy or really funny and ridiculous. And you have to like take the audience through that throughout the show.
As you talk about putting on a Valentine's Day show, and you do burlesque throughout the year, what do you do differently for a Valentine's Day show? What is it? I mean, do you sort of go heavy on the love?
Well, I'll be doing three acts in the show, and I have a new prop. It's a bathtub. So I take a bath on the stage, and it's really fun.
It's a good prop.
It's a great prop that is currently living in my living room because I don't have space for it anywhere else.
Well, at least it's not your real bathtub that you somehow uncemented from the...
I mean, no.
You would have done that.
No, it's a nice clawfoot tub, real classy, and yes, I have taken a bath in my living room. Just a few weeks ago, preparing for the show. So I'll be doing that. I'm also working with a live musician for one of my other acts. I'm playing Claire de Lune, which is my tribute to Sally Rand, who a famous fan dancer here in Chicago, World's Fair. And then my last act is something that I only do at Le Nous. So if you didn't see Le Nous last year, you have not seen this act. And this act is really like my most daring and ambitious act that I have ever put on the stage. And I'm not even quite sure that I would call it burlesque. It's extremely erotic. It's like going there.
Well, I mean,
like we're going there.
Well, I mean, there is this sort of, for someone who's listening at home who may not be someone who's studied in the art of burlesque. They, you know, when they hear burlesque, they think, okay, well, that's just, that's erotica, or that might be just sort of less of an art form, or more of an art form than stripping.
Sure.
So, yeah. but take us through that, the idea of what you bring to burlesque and what you would describe your act to someone who's never seen it before.
So the traditional idea of burlesque would be like bump and grind. So usually everybody's heard that phrase before and kind of conjures an image of what that could look like. So everybody's seen Gypsy or heard of Gypsy, or you think boas and gloves and tassels. And those images are really iconic. And whether you know that's burlesque or not, like you still have that sort of reference on what it is. So that's what I always tell people who have never
like heard cabaret, of that right?
before. Yeah. I mean, cabaret definitely has burlesque elements in it. Moulin Rouge, for sure. You know, the Baz Luhrmann movie. So those are good, like, key points for people to kind of grab onto. It's like what the concept is of burlesque. And for me, I try to sort of take the ideas that they had, you know, back in the heyday and then bring them to our times now and what our audience is looking for now, because the attention span of our audience is very different than it was back then. You know, everybody now is on their phone within 2 minutes of sitting down, and they're tweeting and taking photos and Instagramming and not watching with their eyeballs, and they're watching through a little tiny screen.
They're checking out your Instagram page while you're on stage in front of them.
And that's cute. You know what? Tag me. But just, you pay this money, come and experience the show. So I want to put on an experience. So it's not just like, you know, a separation between audience and performer. It's really an integration.
I'm interested because you seem to not only be a student of the art form and the history, you seem to really understand and dive into the history of this, but you're also a teacher yourself. I mean,
correct.
So many different people come in, they want to learn more about burlesque, and you teach them. What are the standard sort of tentpoles of a burlesque lesson? I mean, are you, when someone comes in and it's a beginner's type class, what are the things that you're trying to teach them?
Sure. So if you come into a basic class at Studio L'Amour, you can learn. I teach the basics of burlesque, which to me are four key moves, which would be the walk, the bump, the grind, and the shimmy. So those are all like the physical aspects of burlesque.
Which you can see me on Michigan Avenue. I do that every single day when I get off the bus. Walk, bump, grind, shimmy.
You got it. Nailed it.
So...
So, I mean, these are the things that we go through, but in doing that, the students are gaining a lot more confidence and feeling really body positive, and it's and empowering, and it's really cool to see like what they do with it. And they take those lessons and they take them into their work life or their relationships, and it kind of all starts building on each other.
And it's, I mean, those are the building blocks.
Yeah.
Those four things are the building blocks to not only a burlesque performance, but I mean, you could probably break down burlesque theory
and say
those are all things that everybody should be thinking about.
Of course, you know, and even just to tell a woman specifically, like, okay, just relax your hips and let them sway naturally is a really big deal, because women have a lot of hang-ups about jiggling. They don't want to jiggle. And I'm like, you know what? Let it jiggle. They love the jiggle. The people behind you love it when you jiggle. Everybody's happier.
Again.
You're happier. You're not tense. People behind you are smiling. Let it out. Let it go. Let it happen.
Michelle L'Amour is my guest in studio. Lenu is the show that is on stage at Untitled in River North this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and a special show on Valentine's Day as well. It's essentially really sexy dinner theater. There's dinner provided by Untitled and a three-act show with Michelle. You know, it's always great to see you. And I guess the question I have for you is, as you become more and more of a professional, in the way that, you know, when I first met you, we were doing shows together. We were
a
little kid, right? But we were doing shows and you were winning festivals and you were doing things and you had certain go-to acts, right? You did the Cinderella or the Snow White.
Yeah.
Are you constantly, when you talk about the bathtub and you talk about are you constantly coming up with new routines? I mean, what's the percentage of perfecting the routines that you have already come up with and creating new ones?
Yeah, I try to come up with one really solid signature routine a year. So I have quite a few. So I do have the Snow White act. I also have a balloon act where my clothes float away with the balloons, which is always super fun. And I do a big heart act, like a heart bed. I'm not going to spoil the ending for you. I'll leave that alone. I have a panther cage, like a circus animal cage, and I'm the panther in it. And, you know, so I'm always like developing these new ideas and sort of trying to be innovative in an art form that has so much history is challenging but exciting.
I mean, do you take liberties, you know, because of your success? Do you take liberties to say, okay, maybe this isn't burlesque, maybe this is a little bit, this is music, or maybe it's a different vaudeville kind of performance, and add and sort of create hybrid performances as opposed to just strict burlesque?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the classic bump and grind, and I definitely have that in my arsenal and enjoy doing that, but I also love trying to push the boundaries and go beyond burlesque and create something new and create something that's like a hybrid.
For you, like I said, I mean, when I remember, I forget, it was, maybe it was Lakeshore Theater or something back in the day, you were already kind of on top, you know, of your game, meaning you were, I remember that, I forgot what, whatever I would read, you know, Michelle
Miss
just
Exotic
won,
World,
yeah, Miss Exotic World or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You know, for you, the burlesque community, the burlesque scene, the burlesque shows, it's just exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing at times when you're like, there are more burlesque shows that are on stage in Chicago than ever. I mean, how do you keep up with that? I mean, do you find that as, do you find it being more competitive that people are kind of gunning for you as a sort of like a top dog? Or do you feel like it's a communal experience where everyone is helping each other? Like, what is the burlesque community like?
Well, you know, I've definitely felt that competitive vibe and that sort of gunning for me vibe, you know, things have happened, drama. but right now I kind of feel like things have leveled out a bit just because I just feel like that's the tendency of things, you know, when something's new, you know, you're all kind of vying for that same small audience, but now there's so much going on. And, I don't know. I either feel like it's leveled out or I just don't care. I can't figure out which one it is, but I'm pretty happy just doing what I'm doing and focusing on my work, which is quite a bit because I'm doing entertainment booking for The Drifter now, and I have a show every Saturday at the Comedy Bar. And
well, I think
Untitled.
I think you should do a podcast, which is called Burlesque Drama.
Just
tell us all
about
that.
Let's not. This is how you not make this friends.
All right. So, but what you just said about, you know, whether it be booking entertainment shows, doing comedy, Untitled. I think, and this is sort of a common thread through the artists that we have here in Chicago, but also on the show. Talk about the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
What sets you apart is that there is a hustle. You are not just doing a show at the cabaret theater and trying to get Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. I mean, you are talking about, you know, changing, transforming places into burlesque clubs. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about Untitled, the first thing that doesn't come to mind like right away is like, oh, burlesque, there's going to be a burlesque show in
right,
there. I mean,
yeah.
Think of it as almost like a club. I mean, but you've done that throughout your career where you've found different rooms and you've been creative with the spaces that you play in.
Yeah, I mean, I think atmosphere is so important in setting the scene. And, you know, for the show Le Nu coming up, I mean, we're bringing in chandeliers and we're bringing in some damask fabric. You can't have a burlesque show without damask. You heard it here first. But, you know, we're really trying to create the experience and make it a moment and that for that audience experience when they walk in and go, oh, yeah, I like it here.
No.
You know,
Chicago's best, Michelle Amour. She's going to be on stage with her show Le Nu, Desire, Decadence, Dessert. It's going to be at Untitled this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as well as a special show on Valentine's Day. And also you can find Michelle on social media and your website and Studio Le Nu because you are doing shows constantly. I mean, it's amazing. You are an inspiration to us all.
Oh, thank you,
Michelle. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
And good luck
too.
With the shows.
Thank you.